This reading involves everybody, okay? So you're going to see it on the screen, and whenever you get a yellow bit, that's for all of us, okay? That's for all of us to say. So let's practice, okay? One, two, three. Listen, 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 listen. Do you think that's loud enough? Let's try a little bit, with a little bit more energy, shall we? Yeah? One, two, three. Listen, 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 listen. Right, okay, so whenever you see a yellow bit come up on the screen, that's our cue. Okay, we're going to listen to the story, and these two are going to fill in the gaps for us, okay? So let's get started. One, two, three. Listen, 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 listen. Don't build your part up.
It was the day of Pentecost.
And all the followers of Jesus were in one place.
Suddenly,
there was the sound of a rushing wind.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
A violent rushing wind from heaven.
Louder. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh!
And flames of fire appeared on everyone's head. And everyone began to talk in other languages.
Mutter, 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 mutter.
And everyone
could understand each other.
Bonjour!
There were lots of visitors in Jerusalem from all over the known world.
They were amazed at what was happening and rushed up to find out more.
You ready for this? Okay, it's got to be done in rhythm. Okay, here we go. There were Parthians, Medeans, Mesopotamians, Judeans, Cappadocians, Pontians, Asians, Phrygians, Pamphylians, Egyptians, Libyans, Romans, Cretans, Arabians, and Elamites. But none from England. Or Scotland.
And everyone could hear their own language being spoken.
It was very confusing.
So some said they must be drunk. So Peter stepped forward to speak to the crowd.
It's only 9 in the morning, he said. We're not drunk.
No, all this is happening just as the prophet Joel said.
He said there will come a day when there will be
visions and prophecy, visions and prophecy.
Not just for a few,
but for men and women, sons and daughters, boys and girls.
Even on slaves.
And there will be signs of fire and mist and darkness and noise.
For it is the great and glorious day of the Lord.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses to the end of the world.
So we've just heard what happened at Pentecost, and we're going to take a few moments to think about what the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost means for us today. After Jesus had been raised from the dead, we hear that he spoke to his disciples, and before he was taken back up to heaven, he spoke to them saying this, and it's in Acts, just before the part that we read, Acts Chapter 1, verses 4 to 5 and verse 8. And it's going to be on the screen. Let me just read it for you. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you've heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. So the first thing that we learn about the Spirit coming at Pentecost was that it was promised. The Holy Spirit was promised before he came. And the disciples had to wait. They waited for 10 days and the Spirit came. But why? Why did God send his Holy Spirit to be with the disciples? We're just going to unpack that a moment. If you don't mind, actually, I'm really hungry. I've been here since 8:30 and Rob has told me he's cooking lunch. So I thought, if he's cooking lunch, joys of sabbatical, I think I need a snack because I'm never going to trust that cooking to Daddy. We don't trust Daddy cooking, do we? Just have a little bit of toast. Oh, some toast. Oh, hang on. Is this the Duff toaster? Hang on, let me just phone Rob and see. I'll check what he's making. Why is this not working? I think I'm going to have to take the back off it. Let me just... No. Just none of this is working. It's all plugged in. Yeah, it's plugged in. Oh, someone's turned off the power. There we go. My toast. Got the light. I need to plug that in. Do you know, I needed power there, didn't I? Electric power. That's some of the clues we had earlier. Well, it was a bit like that for the disciples. They didn't need electrical power. They needed power from God. They needed the Holy Spirit. And they needed it to be able to follow Jesus and carry on his work of changing the world. Each one of us is given that job to tell other people about him. I know some of the children in Children's Roots were learning about jobs a few weeks ago and about how it's their job, it's our job to tell people about Jesus. Do you know what? The disciples couldn't change the world in their own power. They needed the Holy Spirit. But at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, they got courage to tell people about Jesus. We read in Acts that when Peter spoke to the crowd, 3,000 people gave their life to Jesus. That wasn't about Peter. That was about God's power working in Peter. But you know what? We need God's power today to help us to do certain things. We need God's power to love others so that they will be changed. Their lives will be changed. A bit like my toaster changing the bread to toast. We need the Holy Spirit's power so that we can tell other people about Jesus and what he's done for us. It's our job to connect them to God, to their Heavenly Father. A bit like my phone, how that connects me to other people. I can talk to them. We also need the Holy Spirit's power so that we can live and be a shining example, a light to others in a dark world. We all face situations that are difficult, but with God's power within us, we can still shine as a bright light in the darkness, just like my lamp does. They see us and they know there's something different because we have God's power. We can testify about how God has changed our lives. And we're going to think about that for Nate as he gets baptized. He's making a public declaration to follow Jesus, to say that Jesus has changed his life. So we've thought about how the Holy Spirit was promised and how the Holy Spirit gives us power. And we know that that power is necessary to carry on Jesus' work of changing the world. But the Holy Spirit was also given to the disciples to be the presence of God, so that they would have God with them. When we talk about the presence of God, that's knowing that God is with you, even though you can't see it. You see, when Jesus told his disciples that they were to go into the world to continue this work, he also made another promise, which is in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And it says, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Jesus promised his disciples, and he's promised us that he will always be with us. He'll never leave us alone. When the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost, it was amazing In an amazing way, the Spirit of God came to live inside those disciples. And it's the same for us now. The Spirit of God lives within followers of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit doesn't just live in us and give us power that we need to follow Jesus. He also guides us and helps us when we've got decisions to make. He comforts us when we're sad. Lots of us will have gone through situations where we've been incredibly sad, but we've managed to hold on to that hope. Something different about how the world deals with things. He reminds us of Jesus' words. We've been learning through the Bible detectives and passages of Scripture, and the Holy Spirit will bring those words of God, or it might be a song, to help us when we need it. And the Holy Spirit reassures us that we are God's children. So how do we receive that Holy Spirit, that precious gift? Well, we just simply need to turn to Jesus. We need to admit that we are trying to live life on our own, that we need him, believe that he died and rose again, and that we might be forgiven. And we invite him to live as our Lord and Saviour in our life. And then we are promised that we will have God's presence in the Holy Spirit with us. The power to follow him and have his presence with us at all times. It's a celebration. It's a celebration for Nate. It's a celebration for all of us, because this is the birthday of the church. This is when the church first began, when people were filled with the presence of God. So as we think of that, we can think of saying happy birthday to church. And Eleanor's going to lead us in some prayers.